You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, in association with MTK Global. Delighted to be joined by, all the way in the States, by Gabe Rosado. First and foremost, Gabe, how's things, champ? How you doing?
Man, things are good, man. You know, we're having a good camp. Ready to go to Florida Sunday. So, man, we're locked in. We're ready.
I see you're in the gym right now. I'm taking, guessing training camp's going well.
Yeah, camp is going well. You know, this fight was supposed to happen a while back, man. So it's kind of like, you know, I've been in and out of training. So just kind of staying sharp or whatever. But, you know, it finally got done. So excited about it.
I said to you off camera, well, off the record button, I said to you, I was in Arizona when you and Danny Jacobs had that back and forth. Now, I can remember the weigh-in. I can remember you two going at it at the weigh-in, and I wasn't allowed into the actual building, but I could see the both of you going at it. Now, yeah. I want to know, personally, I want to know, what was being said?
You know, it was the funny thing is, you know, the weigh-in is obviously him and Chavez are fighting, and I have my opponent. So I had nothing to say to him. But he felt the need to, you know, say a couple words or whatever and get it. We got into it, which I just found kind of stupid because I'm like, you know, dude, you had a chance to fight me. You know, Chavez didn't make the weight. We could have made the fight happen, but you didn't. But then now he wanted the mouth off. So it kind of like upsetting me. I said, look, if you wanted to fight, we could have fought. And that's pretty much what it was, you know. And it was just it's just one of those things where we just don't like each other. You know, it's not a hate thing, man, but it's just like, we just don't get along, man.
Where does that stem from, though? I mean, when I spoke to Danny, I think he's a cool dude. When I speak to you, you're a cool dude. So where does that dislike for each other come from?
I think it's more of, you know, I think his whole thing is more of an act, you know? So I just kind of see him as just being, just kind of being like a fraud, like, you know, his whole demeanor, you know, gentleman-like personality. I feel like it's all fake, you know. So, so I told him that, you know what I mean, and you know, he doesn't like the way I am as well. So it's like, all right, whatever, you know, we just don't click.
The thing is, though, because there's so much bad blood between the two of you, us as fans, are we in for a treat? Are we going to see an absolute war between the two of you?
You know, this fight, honestly, you know, it's a fight for me where I've had a great camp with Freddie. You know, we worked on a great game plan. And, you know, it's a fight that I'm going into where, you know, I don't know what Dan's bringing to the table. And I'm really not even focused on I really don't care what he's bringing to the table. You know, my focus in this camp is what I can do. You know, I'm not going to fight at Danny's pace. You know, I'm focused on me dictating the pace of the fight. So, you know, my intention is to hurt him. You know, I feel that I have to go into this fight in order to win. You know, I have to, you know, win decisively. And I think I have to hurt him. You know, it's not a fight that I want to go into and try to score points and try to, you know, finesse things or anything like that. It's a fight where, you know, you gotta get to work. You know what I'm saying? In order to get this win, you know, I have to go to work. You know, so mentally, you know, it's important to prepare yourself for that type of fight, you know. And that's how I've been. I've been locked in. And the thing is, I've been locked in for a while because it's like I said, it's a fight that was supposed to happen. I think this was happening in June, you know, so he's been on my mind for a minute now, you know, so it's definitely, you got me?
I got you, bro. I got you.
All right. Yeah. So it's definitely, you know, a fight where I know I need to hurt this guy.
With that being said then, Gabe, are you going in there to knock Danny out?
You know, I think every fighter goes in to hurt his opponent, but I think, you know,
or do you need to knock Danny out? Do you need to knock him out to get the win?
I don't think I need to knock him out, but my intention is to knock him out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think with this whole the whole back and forth and makes it that much personal. So I think it just gives me that extra fire to really put my foot on the gas, you know. And I think, you know, in camp, just the pace and the work ethic, you know, and really, man, it's just been one of those camps where the sparring partners are just top-notch guys at Wildcard Boxing, you know. So I think that's really great, you know, to have a camp where, you know, you got some really tough sparring, you know, young, hungry fighters that, you know, are preparing me to, you know, really, really go to battle on the 27th.
So you've been prepared for battle, because I followed your career for a long time, from the Golovkin fight, from the Charlo fight, from the Quillen fight. I mean, even though you've lost against these big, big names, I think you've had 12 losses in your record, but you're not, you've never shied away from a fight. But you have had some good wins. You've had, you've beaten Clotty and you've beaten Soto Kras, who are maybe not elite level fighters, but you have won. You put your mind to this, to it. Is this time round with Danny Jacobs, are we going to see the sort of best performance, the best Danny Jacobs on the 27th of November?
You know, I have to be the best Gabriel Rosado on the 27th. You know, Danny Jacobs is a strong guy. You know, he's fast. You know, I wouldn't say he's a knockout artist, but, you know, he does pack a punch. You know, so I have to be at my best, you know. And I think a lot of it just comes in with experience. You know, I think there's fights in the past where, you know, you enter the fight in camp and, you know, maybe camp isn't the best or whatever the case may be and things like that. And I know how I perform when I do have a great camp. You know, so all that experience comes into play, man. So, you know, and the thing is, we're in the middle of a pandemic, man. So it's really not much to do but to train and work, right?
Absolutely. I'm in my gym.
Yeah, there you go. And look, this is my gym, man. And I pretty much just been here. You know, I'm here all day, man. Sometimes I'm in my gym, it's midnight, and I'm in the gym just shadow boxing, you know, and just putting in some work. You know, I'm just that locked in into making sure I win this fight, you know. So, you know, definitely, man, just going into this fight, focus.
You're looking, I've got to say, looking at you, you're looking shape, and you're, what, 2 weeks out from the fight, so you do look in shape.
Yeah, for sure.
We mentioned that you've done the good sparring partners and this has been a top training camp. I'm guessing that you said you're locked in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Again, the best Gabe Rosado can put on a fight, and you're a fan-friendly fighter. And I'm hoping with Danny Jacobs that we're going to see a fan-friendly fight, because boxing needs this, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, it's not one of those fights where, you know, it's not one of those fights where it can just be a chess match, you know, where it's just, it has to be a fight where I know that I'm the underdog and I have to, you know, win decisively, you know. I'm sure that close rounds, you know, if there's close rounds, you know, I'm sure it'll go to him, you know. So I have to really make a point. And that's just me just, you know, pushing the envelope, like really, really putting in work, you know, taking it that extra mile. To really seal the deal.
All going well on the 27th of November. You beat Danny Jacobs, you win. What does that do for your career? What does that do for you in the super middleweight division?
You know, I think the super middleweight division right now is probably, you know, the top, you know, right behind the 135 division, the
lightweights,
right? Yeah, the lightweights, you know. You know, you got Canelo, you got Plant, you got Benavidez, Smith, Saunders, Meese, Jacobs. You know, you might even have Charlo moving up. So it's a loaded division, you know. And, you know, I really haven't been thinking, and this is probably the first time that I've done this, I really haven't been thinking of what's next, you know, when I beat Jacobs, because, you know, I'm so focused and locked in and just, you know, really in the moment of what's happening that I'm not thinking ahead. You know, I just want to take care of business on the 27th. So, you know, whatever happens after that happens. But, you know, right now is just all about Danny. Like, I just think about Danny Jacobs.
And that's healthy, because I'm a bit disappointed you said that, because I was going to get your thoughts on Billy Joe Saunders against an old foe of yours and Martin Murray, because Martin Murray and Billy Joe Saunders are fighting, I think, a week. So I just want to get your thoughts on that fight.
Well, yeah, you know, I think, you know, I favor Billy Joe in that fight. You know, slicker, younger, fresher guy. You know, Martin Murray is probably a little up there in age now. You know, so I think the speed is going to be a problem for Murray. You know, I don't know if Billy will stop him, because Murray's pretty resilient, pretty strong. But definitely got Billy winning that fight.
Before I let you go, Gabe, before I let you go, and again, thanks for doing this interview, but before I let you go, one final question. What is the, like I said, you've had a tough career. You've fought the best in the division and stuff like that. You've been in some brutal wars. What is the end goal for you? Is it still to be a world champion?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what keeps me motivated. You know, it's, you know, obviously it's my livelihood. You know, I make a living doing what I do, but it's really not about that. To me, it's mainly just about legacy. You know, I think me finishing my career with a title, you know, just it's the icing on the cake. You know, it's been a long career. You know, I'm going in January, it'd be 15 years, which is nuts, right? So, you know, you're lucky to have 10 years as a professional. Anything past 10 years is crazy. But, you know, yeah, that's the goal, man. The goal that keeps me hungry is just to get that title. Definitely. So that's just it. Yep.
Definitely, brother. Well, Gabe, I won't keep you much longer. I do appreciate you doing this for IFL TV and taking time out of your training camp.
Sure.
Safe flight to Florida this weekend, and good luck on fight night.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.